Earlier today, prosecutors in Boston announced a large-scale scandal involving wealthy parents who allegedly used various scams to get their children into elite universities. For more on this, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Matt Atencio, a Cal State East Bay professor who is also part of the School Center for Sport and Social Justice. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
So I'm just wondering, there on campus, how are students reacting to this big news story?
Well, you know, obviously the story broke this morning, and this was one of the key talking points for my 9:30 class this morning, which, funny enough, we were talking about the role of parenting in education and sports, so it was very timely. And I think, you know, when I talk to our students about this issue, many of them coming from lower income and often first-generation academic backgrounds, that it really reinforces this view that pay-to-play works for some people and it doesn't work for other people. And if you heard the announcement from the Justice Department, I think they touched on that, that there's a lot of hardworking students in our communities that don't get these opportunities, and their spots that won't be there because those with the fuel and the fire, so to speak, are able to maybe use this pay-to-play mentality.
So what are the implications of a scandal like this? I mean, it doesn't change the fact that money and privilege can have an influence.
No, but I think what it does, and again, let's hope that this is kind of pay-to-play mentality gone haywire, but it does reinforce this big question that we have, which is about the role of parents and other associated industries and stakeholders that are supporting these parents in cases like these, of what does that mean for those in our society that don't have these kinds of resources, and also the preoccupation that we have, frankly, with looking after individualized success for children and without maybe thinking about the broader ethics or the social implications of this kind of mindset. In this case, it's just gone through the roof.
Sports obviously playing a role. There are people who can go to school and they can get full ride scholarships based on their athletic ability. How are sports playing a role in these kinds of admission scams?
Well, it seems to be, it appears to be that the allegations are that they were used in some cases to get people on campus rather than for athletic reasons. And again, it calls into question this idea about what is merit, both educationally and also athletically.
Thank you so much for your insight. We've been joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Cal State East Bay professor Matt Atencio. He is part of the school's Center for Sport and Social Justice, weighing in on the admissions scandal. Prosecutors in Boston announcing that large-scale scandal involving wealthy parents who allegedly use various scams to get their children into elite universities.